Grossar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
Our friend Josh has had a little babby boy. Babby is the Welsh word for baby, if no one understood. But yeah, a little baby boy called Ralph. So Ralph is—he's alive and kicking these days. He's out—he's out of the womb. He's fucking,
he was a ghost when he first arrived.
Mate, he was a pre-ghost, and now he's a real person, and he's out in the world, all right? He's out in the world, he's having a great time, by all accounts. I saw him in a fucking Cardiff City top the other day on Instagram. Fucking what more do you want? What a great start.
And the reason we're announcing this, because we wanted to give the father of... So we're going to say congratulations to Liv and Josh. We're very happy for you both, you little dweebs. But we thought we'd coincide this great bringing of his first boy to also let him know that back in September 2020, so a couple of... We were, what was that, 6 months into a life living with COVID.
We're revealing this, are we? We're doing this.
Congratulations
on your boy. Here's something that's going to be an absolute dagger.
This will rock
slip
your
between
world.
The ribs.
Yeah. I messaged about 12 people, or maybe more like 15 people who all knew Josh, and I messaged them saying, "Hey, I got something I want to do to Josh. Are you in? I said, I want to prank Josh subtly. Not much more information than that, but are you in? And everyone who said yes, I added them to a group. So I'll read you out the group. It says, "All right, lads, thanks for joining. I don't want to clog up your notifications with a bunch of messages, so I'm going to keep this simple. Every 3 days, one of us will find a way to crowbar in a photo of Neil Buchanan in a conversation with Josh. I wanted to keep it going for as long as we can and not make it too obvious, but I want Josh's phone to fill up with more and more photos of Neil Buchanan. I'll share with you the rotor I've developed. Just screenshot your message and put it in the group. We'll have to elaborate. We'll have to get more elaborate with it, and we'll recruit more people as time goes by." So then I sent a screenshot of the timetable I made. Thursday, 17/09/2020, me. Sunday, 20/09/2020, Rhys Howells. Wednesday, 23, Cole. Saturday, Craig. Tuesday, Dan.
It's a
Friday, Fletcher.
Militant sort of element to it.
So let me give you the breakdown of who was actually on it. So it was me, Rhys, Cole, Craig, Dan, Fletcher, Tom, Kaji, Jack, Luke, Andy, Sean, Jimmy. They're the ones who agreed to sign up, and then every so often I'll give you the first one that I did, and I messaged him saying, "Were you good at doodling in school?" I said, "Who was it who was really good at doodling in school?" And he sent a question mark, and he went, "I went, oh, you know, like art. Who was really good at drawing and stuff?" He went, yeah, it was me. Why?" I went, "Oh, I thought so. Do you still dabble?" And he went, "Yeah, why?" I went, "Oh, just because your wife says you dress up like Neil Buchanan and you when you were choking your hog." And then I sent him a photo of Neil Buchanan choking a big pen. And then someone else sent him a photo 3 days later saying... he said, "Big Early Price news it." So he's on about a bet coming up with West Bromwich and Albion and Brentford. And he sent a photo of Neil Buchanan drawing a picture of Hal Robson-Kanu, saying Hal Robson-Kanu is going to score 3 goals. And then Josh started replying to all these photos saying, "Oh, Banksy Buchanana." He kept replying. Instead of saying Buchanan, he kept replying saying Buchanana, which becomes a common thread, because then the next photo, Craig sent a message to Josh saying, "Show me a picture of the new boots you've got again. I've got a similar pair. I want to get a similar pair." And then Josh said, "Yeah, sure thing." And he sent him a photo of his new football boots. And then, but Craig replied saying, "Oh, they're beautiful. That's an art form. Yeah, your right foot is the paint to the brush." And then Josh replied saying, "My left foot is the only there to hold the brush in place." And then Craig sent a photo of Neil Buchanan holding the picture of Photoshop shoes. And Craig said, definitely crafted by this guy. And then Josh once again replied, Banksy Buchanan. And then a few days later, someone else said in a photo, I mean, these go on and on and on. There's so many of them. But every time you get replying, Banksy Buchanan, Banksy Buchanan. And this went on.
It was a constant theme.
This went on. So if the first message was sent in September, the last one was sent in November, 18th of November, 2021.
Mate, I'm just looking back now at like what was my contribution to this, right? And it's basically, we'll beep his name out now, right? But Josh sent me a picture of his missus, and so I macro made. Like side by side picture of, you know, like the fucking like the clay head yeah. and Neil Buchanan next to him, right? Yeah. Clay head does, in fairness, look a lot like right, yeah. but Neil not Buchanan does not lad. Look anything like his missus. And yeah. what does Josh reply to? He just went, "I can't believe Buchanan's with him." Fantastic. So Josh. Well done on the fucking baby boy, mate. But also, you've been done. You've been absolutely done.
Yeah. I'll just read out another one. It's so funny how many people were just sending him photos of Neil Buchanan and things that like were so unrelated to anything else he was talking about.
Shall we explain? Is it worth explaining who Neil Buchanan is?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Non-Brit. He was a guy Americans. Who presented... He presented a show called Art Attack while we were growing up, sort of through the 90s, 2000s. And it was, just like a nice kids thing about making making art and stuff like that. Lots of papier-mâché and shit like that. But basically, everyone in Britain knows who he is.
One of the boys, Fletcher, doesn't really speak to Josh that much, so he's really tenuous. So Fletcher had to engineer a conversation with him saying, "Hey, are you picking up Franks for football?" And Josh was like, "No." I went, "Oh, he told me he was. Anyway, here's a photo of you on the wing." And then it's a photo of Neil Buchanan doing a massive football on his big Art Attack. And then Josh just replies, "Banksy." that's
Neil Buchanan. Classic yeah. Buchanan.
Oh, it's so funny. It just, there's so many times where it's just photos of Neil Buchanan.
I like to think, Josh, if you're listening, mate, I like to think you were in on it the whole time. Because at some point, I was looking at these responses, and when I posted mine, I said, I reckon Franks has like got you in on it to say Banksy at every single reply.
Yeah, so by the end of the Neil Buchanan gate, the template response of Banksy Buchanan was just being sent back and forth. So, and also, Buchanan is, we call it that because my friend went and saw Buchanan written down, and he was like, "That's a funny name, Buchanan." We were like, "Oh, it's Buchanan, mate." But
there was also a pub down on Albany Road that we used to go to sometimes, and it was called the Buchanan's Inn. And that became also Buchanan's on the back of this as well. So, like, you know, there's a legacy to be had there.
So then Neil Buchanan's had a bit of a place in our heart for quite a while. But, yeah, so we thought 3 years later, nearly to the week, it is shit.
Jesus Christ.
The first message was sent on the 10 days ago, 3 years ago, we sent the first Neil Buchanan. And Josh, hope you don't mind.
Josh, you know, hope the newborn is doing all right, but also, why didn't you notice that we had a coordinated effort to mug you off with Neil Buchanan? Come on.
Send you weekly photos of Neil Buchanan.
I like to think I'd have noticed, but I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't have. Maybe I'd have been, I don't know, living the positivity lifestyle, thinking like, oh my God, we're also in sync. This is great.
Yeah, it's mad. There was so many photos. Maybe we'll put a collection of them up on our socials, should we? I think we should do that.
Save that for the Patreon. That's Patreon material right there.
Oh, yeah.
get the WhatsApp thing. Get behind the encryption. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was good though, wasn't it? It was I was so giddy when so many people said, yeah, they are up for it. And then we just ran with it for a couple of months. Anyway. Yeah.
It'd be good when Josh doesn't speak to us the rest of our lives now because we've the ultimate betrayal.
Sorry, mate. That leads us on now. Well, I think that's a big enough intro, big enough reveal, isn't it? Should we get into the meat and potatoes of this week's episode?
Can you do one of your Alan Franks's classic segues, please, if you can?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think of one
okay.
up really quick now.
Yeah, yeah. So so the fact of the matter was we pranked a very close friend of ours. And speaking of facts, if you don't know that one, what we did to our friend was kind of classic laddie bants you might get in a pub. And talking of pubs, this week we wanted to do we wanted to help you if you were ever in a if you ever had a dry moment in a pub, if you were ever being asked about questions of Wales, or if someone was being xenophobic.
That classic thing when you're in Wales, not even in Wales, when you're in a pub in general and someone goes, what do you know about Wales then? Give me a fact.
Or when you have to justify Wales to people. So I thought, you know, sometimes you do have to justify Wales quite a lot to mad idiots who don't like Wales. So we thought we'd arm you with some interesting tidbits and facts that you could whip out when you're next in a social gathering. So we're going to cover, we both come up with some facts and this isn't your grandpappy's facts. This isn't, oh, there's more castles per square mile than blah, 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 or the
Listen,
longest
guys,
place name.
I don't know about you, but I'm sat on my chair back to front at the moment, all right, ready to tell
yeah, got
these,
my cap on.
My cap's on back, all right. Yeah. Ooh, not even to the back, to the side.
To the side.
I'm fucking postmodern. I'm fucking here. I'm queer. I'm ready to fucking chew your ear off.
Drink a beer.